Michael Boley's back. What's the issue there?
Just spasm tightened up on him, and of course he's had every test known to man, and I guess he feels better today.
So he's good to go.
We'll see. I mean, we'll have to see how he feels right before he comes out here.
Well, JPP and Darius left practice yesterday. What were their situations?
Darius has a hamstring, and JPP's just had some ongoing back issues as well.
Talk about Will Beattie, his progress, and how much you're relying on him.
This is your first day here, because we've been talking about Will Beattie since August, whatever. His progress has been good. It's been steady. He has great work in camp because he goes against outstanding defensive ends. So we expect a lot out of him, and he's come back here ready to play and made good progress.
Tom, is your new kicker just a temporary fill-in, or is there a chance you might keep a?
Well, let's see what happens. Right now, it's a necessity as we go into this game, and he was very impressive in his workout, and we'll see how it goes.
Does a kickoff specialist become more or less important when they move the ball off 5 yards?
Well, it depends. Do you like it in the stands behind the goalpost?
I think that counts the same as in the end zone.
You're right, but right now in preseason they're running them out from 8-9 yards deep, which I don't expect to have happen. Accuracy in field goals probably going to be the answer there.
Could you foresee any way to keep two kickers?
Right now I would say we have two kickers, but we have 90. And it gets a little tougher when you start talking 53.
No, just we all anticipated possibly bringing in another kicker for a couple of weeks until Lawrence heals, but to bring in a guy who has never tried a field goal but is a kickoff specialist makes a little more wrinkle.
He was 4-for-4 yesterday in a field goal. So.
Could he be a competition for a healthy Lawrence Hines?
Right now he's the kicker of record for the game on Monday night. Thank you very much. You guys are starving.
Is there any other way I can
help you? Maybe I could make a script up for you every day. You wouldn't have to ask some of these questions. The guy was home watching TV, for crying out loud. Today he's kicking off.
You still have...
He's almost headed for Canton by the time.
You still have 11 days before cuts. Do you do sort of a daily ranking, or will you wait until you get closer?
And I rate all the reporters, too. I have a ranking.
I'm first every day. Right?
Yeah, I do. I keep track on a daily basis of who's impressed who and so on and so forth. And so we do that a lot. We rank after every game. We do a top, 25 OD and special teams. We rank by position, so we do a lot of that.
Are you starting to see real separation, and are you starting to see groups where you're going to have some difficulty?
I'm starting to see some guys that look to me like they could really help us on teams. And that's basically where it starts for me.
Tom, when you look at the kickoff coverage and punt return coverage compared to last year, I know you got a lot of new kids coming in. How would you say it's progressed, or has it not, since last year?
Well, it better progress from week one to week two. A lot of that's going to be tackling as well. If we tackle better, the coverage will be better. We missed a couple opportunities for spectacular plays the other day.
I saw yesterday a couple guys got chewed out. I mean, where is it right now, would you say?
Where is it?
Yeah.
It's going from game one to game two. That's where it is.
Speaking of ranking, your quarterback yesterday on radio said he was in the top 5, top 10 in the league. Would you agree that Eli's up? Would you put Eli up there?
I do, but what would you expect him to say? He is for me.
Tom, Paysinger got first team reps with Boley out yesterday. Impressed with what you've seen from him so far?
He's been very impressive, yeah. So just keep going. Get these young guys to keep playing well. Don't hit the wall.
He says he thinks he's a good cover linebacker guy in space. Is that what you see? His potential?
He's been all around. He's been very good with special teams. He's been good in his coverage opportunities. He's been athletic in his movement and all his drills, so.
Eli had also said that, which I know you agree with, that he's not a 25 interception quarterback. It kind of seems hard to he's 62% completion percentage, but had all those interceptions. Is that, do you consider that kind of a fluky stat, or is it something that you could actually do to improve?
Oh, you definitely can improve, and I'm sure he will. We had a tip ball interception at the end of the day yesterday, which kind of ticked everybody off, but he definitely will, because he's so much aware of it and so anti turn it over that he will improve.
There is an element, though, of, I guess as part of it, you can't do anything about it. I mean, the ball tips and just lands in the wrong place.
But you can, you know. Sometimes it's better to, instead of take a risk like that, throw it away. Sometimes it's a high ball to start out with, which gets a tip. So a little more accuracy, perhaps.
And he had done that pretty well in the couple of years before that, though. So, I mean, you, I bet you're confident that he can get back to where he was.
He also had to rely on a lot of younger receivers. You know, before last year, there was a more of a veteran core, maybe a little more shorthanded. I'm not sure that enters. And also, there's a responsibility for the receivers.
No question. And when there's a little bit of doubt as to what that receiver is going to do under certain circumstances, it doesn't help.
Tom, you've been looking for a slot guy with Steve gone. I mean, are you looking for a particular slot guy, or is it just your best three receivers on the field?
Well, the best three will have to adapt. I don't think you're going to get a fourth guy on the field ahead of a third guy on the field. So hopefully the three that are the best will find someone that can go in there. I mean, when you see, a lot of times you start talking about the slot, there's a preconceived idea of what it is. Not to use the word possession, but when Manningham is in there and you see it from the standpoint of after practice evaluation, you see the opportunities in the middle of the field. For me, I start thinking about speed in the middle of the field now. And the fact that people are going to have to be very much aware of opening up the middle of the field with somebody like him and the ability to go in there. So even though there wasn't a lot accomplished yesterday, I was kind of excited about some of the thoughts, some of the things I saw.
And some that you spoke about the value of this week of practice, especially because of the next 2 weeks. In these first 2 days, what have you seen from that standpoint?
Well, it's been two good days. I mean, we have good enthusiasm. We've worked hard. Again, we're in situation, offense, defense, and special teams. And this will be the third day. And it's got to be the same kind of the same thing every day at a championship level with players demanding of players that the performance be very, very high. That's the only way it's going to get to a championship level. So, you know, you'd like the execution to be perfect, but you have to remember you're going against each other. Somebody did something right. Even if you didn't like what you saw on one side, perhaps you liked what you saw on the other.
Tom,